Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Plenty of sunshine in the forecast for today, those high temperatures working up to near 44. Then for tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of 29 degrees. For Tuesday, some lingering clouds in the morning, then clearing into the afternoon, low 50s. And for your Wednesday, still lots of sunshine, high 52. That's your latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now, 19.
Mid-America Network News. Salina Police and Fire Department EMS were dispatched to a home for a medical emergency that has now become a death investigation. Around 4:30 Saturday afternoon, emergency responders found 52-year-old Philip Grubbs deceased in his home. Through the police investigation, his wife, 60-year-old Melanie Grubbs, was identified as a suspect in his murder. She's been booked into the Salina County Jail on one count of second-degree murder and one count of a felon in possession of a firearm. The toll of massive flooding in Kansas is proving to be high for the agency that operates state parks. KCUR reports that the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism will lose millions of dollars due to park closures, property damage, and washed-out park roads. In much of the state, heavy rains began in the early spring, and the flooding was widespread into the summer. High water levels at reservoirs where many state parks are located inundated campgrounds, boat docks, and roads.
Hey guys, this is Sam Speck, farm broadcaster here at the Mid-America Ag Network, alongside Randy McCurry, the ag truck specialist at Rusty Eck Ford. Randy, if somebody's looking for a truck, why choose Rusty Eck Ford?
Rusty Eck Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks in the lot, which makes it easy to find the perfect truck that any farmer or rancher might be looking for, whether it be an F-150, F-250, or F-350. So if you need a truck, give me a call, and I'll make sure the process of buying is smooth and easy with no hassles.
Now, Randy, any incentives right now with Rusty Eck Ford?
Absolutely. Right now at Rusty Eck, you get $3,000 straight off the top for any new F-Series truck, and you keep the rebates. So it is a good time to come in and buy.
Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Eck Ford. Go online and take a look at a huge selection or stop by the lot, 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Ask for Randy McCurry or call 580-272-4661. Again, that's 580-272-4661.
Mid-America Network News. Two Topeka brothers face charges after being arrested on the same day for apparently unrelated vehicle thefts. The Capital Journal reports that both 36-year-old Eric McCracken and 32-year-old Keith McCracken were arrested on Friday. A Johnson County Sheriff's deputy arrested Eric McCracken after stopping him for a traffic violation around 1:30 a.m. on Friday. A little bit later, around 5 a.m., Keith McCracken was arrested in a stolen Chevrolet Silverado. Police believe that Keith McCracken was driving to the jail in the stolen vehicle to post bail for his brother. Discussions following vandalism at a historic site linked to abolition and the Underground Railroad may help generate support for preservation efforts there. KCUR reports the vandalism was discovered earlier this month at the statue of abolitionist John Brown in Kansas City. I'm Stephanie Austin.
As a stockman, you know how reassuring it is to have the right insurance coverage for your livestock when a catastrophe happens. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can customize your protection to provide the best solution for your operation. In case of lightning, fire, collision, and even theft, Blue Valley Insurance can protect you from a crippling financial loss. Contact any of our agents at Blue Valley Insurance at any of our four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Mid-America Network News. Omaha police have identified the victim of a deadly shooting that happened early Saturday morning as 19-year-old Ken Vaughn Glass. Officers were called around 12:30 a.m. to investigate the report of shots fired. The arriving officers found 19-year-old Ken Vaughn Glass inside a Chevrolet Suburban with a gunshot wound. Glass was taken to the University of Nebraska Medical Center, where he later died from his injuries. No arrests have been made. Omaha is receiving a $4.7 million federal grant to help buy new city buses to replace older buses in its fleet. The U.S. Transportation Department's Federal Transit Administration recently announced the Omaha grant as part of a $423 million grant nationwide. Omaha plans to use the money to buy 11 new buses. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hey guys, this is Sam Speck, farm broadcaster here at the Mid-America Ag Network, alongside Randy McCurry, the ag truck specialist at Rusty Eck Ford. Randy, if somebody's looking for a truck, why choose Rusty Eck Ford?
Rusty Eck Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks in the lot, which makes it easy to find the perfect truck that any farmer or rancher might be looking for, whether it be an F-150, F-250, or F-350. So if you need a truck, give me a call, and I'll make sure the process of buying is smooth and easy with no hassles.
Now, Randy, any incentives right now with Rusty Eck Ford?
Absolutely. Right now at Rusty Eck, you get $3,000 straight off the top for any new F-Series truck, and you keep the rebates. So it is a good time to come in and buy.
Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Eck Ford. Go online and take a look at a huge selection, or stop by the lot, 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Ask for Randy McCurry or call 580-272-4661. Again, that's 580-272-4661.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday. The County Councilor Jason Brenniger discussed the need to move forward with a contract for court-appointed attorney. He'll get together with the county attorney and judge and get more details, and we'll bring a recommendation back to the board. The county clerk advised there was a calculation error on the part of the software company in regards to tax statements. The total tax and mill levies are correct. However, the calculation error showed the incorrect amount of money going to each of the separate entities. Statements were mailed out as originally calculated. If any taxpayer would like a reprinted tax statement with correct distributions, they're welcome to contact the county treasurer's office. Commissioners accepted the resignation of Jamie Olmstead as Franklin Township trustee, moving out of the township effective November. With the appointment of Rhonda Wassenberg as Franklin Township Treasurer to fill the vacated position. The board will be discussing wage increases and neighborhood revitalization program and renewal in the near future. A public information meeting on the Marshall County Jail Project is planned Wednesday, December 4th at 7 p.m. at the Blue Rapids Community Room. The architects will be present with drawings, and the builders may be present to answer questions. Wednesday evening at 7 at the Blue Rapids Community Room. Washington County Commissioners meeting last Monday discussed construction on the B Street project, which is set for this spring. Work could begin as early as April. It's hoped some details of the project not start until June, as several businesses will be impacted by temporary detours. Dwayne Bruna, Environmental Service Director, advised he's been contacted and is in favor of the City of Marysville partnering with Washington County for recyclable collections. Nemaha County Commissioners met last Monday. Engineers advised they have not received any updates from NextEra concerning the haul route or the road agreement. Paul Strothman with Nemaha County Rural Water District No. 3 spoke of concerns with running the wind farm transmission lines in Nemaha County. He spoke about the county possibly helping relieve the burden placed on the water district during installation of the lines. Republican precinct leaders in Pottawatomie County last week met and chose Undersheriff Shane Jaeger to take over as sheriff for Greg Riot, who resigned after 19 years to take county commissioner's post. Farm Service Agency and the Marshall County Extension Office will host Farm Bill meetings Tuesday and Wednesday in Blue Rapids, Axtell, and Marysville to cover details with the ARC-PLC programs. The meeting Tuesday at the Blue Rapids Fairgrounds begins at 3, Wednesday at the Axtell Legion at 9, and Wednesday at the Helvering Center in Marysville at 7 p.m. A reminder as well that Farm Service Agency County Committee ballots are due postmarked or returned by December 3rd for those in Region 1. Patty L. Ray, age 75, of Lynn, passed away Friday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church near Greenleaf. Burial in the Zion Lutheran Cemetery, Lynn. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Patty Ray. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken pot pie casserole with a biscuit, Brussels sprouts, and pears. Tomorrow, lasagna, tossed salad, a breadstick, and peaches. Check out the school and community calendar. No school again today at Marysville USD 364, Professional Development Day. TNDY News, time is 7:14.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frankfort Community Foundation Giving Day is Tuesday, December 3rd. 24 local organizations are participating and will be eligible for a contribution match. Learn more and donate online anytime Tuesday at frankfortgives.com or contribute in person at the Frankfort Library Tuesday from 7 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. Again, learn more at frankfortgives.com. Mark Tuesday, December 3rd on your calendar for Frankfort Community Giving Day.
Kick off the holiday season with a Christmas concert by Act of Congress, Thursday, December 5th at 7:30 p.m. in the Marysville High School Auditorium. According to Dave Higgs of NPR, they're one of the freshest sounding, exuberant bands in all of the known acoustic universe. Tickets are $10 and may be purchased online at mcactickets.com. Children 12 and under are free. Don't miss your chance to see one of the country's best bands that will kindle Christmas spirit. Sponsored by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As high pressure looks to dominate the weather pattern across much of the central portion of the country, not only here for today, but over the next several days as well, expecting fairly quiet weather conditions, and those temperatures at or even a bit above average, especially as we head towards Tuesday and into your Wednesday time frame, where we're back in the 50s for high temperatures, with those average high temperatures this time of year closer to the lower part of the 40s. With our next at least slight chance for some rain back in the forecast into the day on Thursday, but at this point Friday and into your upcoming weekend, looking to stay dry, with those high temperatures for your upcoming weekend once again back above average in the lower part of the 50s. Once again across the area for today, though, lots of sunshine, looking at mid-40s for high temperatures. For tonight, partly cloudy, upper 20s, and we're in the lower 50s for high temperatures on Tuesday. That's your latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature early December, 47. Record high on this date, 65 in 1998. The average low, 26, and the record low is 12 degrees in 2006. Sunset this evening, 5:02. Sunrise in the morning, 7:29. Clear skies ahead of sunrise, 21 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds are light, favoring the west. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 2nd of December. KNDY News Time 717. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Jolly, it's a hometown Christmas in Blue Rapids this Saturday. Start with the Fireman's Pancake Feed from 7 to 11. Check out the Christmas Basket Sale at the library and score some wonderful gifts at the Christmas Bazaar in the gym. Visit the Blue Rapids businesses, open houses all day. Don't forget the Beard Contest, prize drawing, soup supper, and lighted parade to finish off this Christmas welcome. It's a hometown Christmas in Blue Rapids on Saturday.
Watson beats Brady. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins swapped roles for a fourth quarter touchdown as the Texans topped the Patriots on Sunday Night Football.
Deshaun hands off to Johnson, now to Hop right side, who flips the ball to Watson, diving for the pylon, and he's got it! Razzle dazzle! Touchdown, Houston!
On KILT, Watson tossed three TD passes as well, and Houston dealt New England their second loss of the season, 28-22. Earlier on Sunday, the Chiefs seized control of the AFC West with a dominating 40-9 performance over the Raiders. The Ravens needed a last-second field goal from Justin Tucker to knock off the 49ers, as heard on WBAL.
Kick out of the way. It is long enough, and the kick is good. The time has come off the clock. The Hayes in the barn, and the Ravens take down the 49ers.
Both Baltimore and San Francisco now 10-2. Around the rest of the league, the Steelers avenged their Week 11 loss to the Browns, beating Cleveland 20-13 in their first matchup since the brawl that led to Myles Garrett being suspended for the rest of the season. The Dolphins fooled the Eagles with a fake field goal that led to punter Matt Hack throwing a touchdown pass to kicker Jason Sanders.
They're going to fake this thing. The Dolphins have players spread all over the field. Five to the left, four to the right. They run it.
They throw a touchdown. Unbelievable.
On WQAM, Sanders, the first NFL kicker with a receiving touchdown since 1977. Miami went on to beat Philadelphia 37-31. NBA, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George combined for 65 points. The Clippers demolished the Wizards in L.A.
Leonard, left block. He'll pull up for a three ball and connect. Kawhi Leonard cannot miss in the fourth quarter.
On KLAC, 150 to 125 your final. Luka Doncic scored 27 and dished out 10 assists as the Mavericks ended the Lakers' 10-game winning streak, 114-100. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Haxtell Eagles fall short in the state championship bid to the Osborne Bulldogs. Osborne 34, Axtell 26 in 8-man Division II playoffs. Division I, Canton Galva beat St. Francis 66-36. Centralia Panthers win Class 1A over Smith Center 18-14. And Nebel Hall Central took Class 2A over Norton 19-0. Again, Axtell runner-up to Osborne. Centralia wins over Smith Center. And Nebel Hall Central took Norton Saturday.
Listen to Kansas State basketball tonight on AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Kansas State basketball live on KNDY.
Good morning, I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. USDA's Gary Crawford says government payments have been playing a much bigger role this year in the farm income picture.
Without those, the farm sector for 2019 would be seeing
net farm income actually fall by almost 8%.
But USDA's chief economist Rob Johansson says with those government payments, including market facilitation payments, disaster, and also massive crop insurance indemnities, 2019 net farm income will come in 10% higher than last year at $92.5 billion. Again, though, a huge chunk of that coming from the various government programs.
About $22.4 billion, up 64% from last year.
And crop insurance indemnities minus what farmers paid for the policy, $6.5 billion. That's up 155% from last year. And as far as farm financials, 2019 likely to show the farm sector 3.4% deeper in debt than last year, but farm asset value rising by only 2.3%.
In other news, more optimism around trade as both the USMCA and Phase 1 agreement between the U.S. and China appear to be slowly edging forward. The Hagstrom Report quotes House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying, "We are within range of substantially improved agreement for America's workers. Now we need to see our progress in writing for the trade representative for final review." The Trump administration says that the U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer will provide a written agreement to Congress this week. Trump is continuing to push House Democrats to bring the agreement up for a vote. President Trump says the Phase 1 deal with China is close. At the same time, he also says they're monitoring the situation in Hong Kong. Last week, shortly after a phone call between the Chinese Vice Premier Robert Lighthizer and Steven Mnuchin, Trump said, "It's going very well, but at the same time, we want to see things go well in Hong Kong." Optimistic, but still nothing set in stone. I'm Sam Speck with your Ag News on the Mid-America Ag Network.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Both the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement and a Phase 1 agreement of a deal between the U.S. and China appear to be slowly edging forward. Hagstrom Report, quoting House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, as saying they're within range of substantially improved agreement for America's workers. Now, she said, we need to see the progress in writing from the trade representative for a final review. The Trump administration says U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer will provide a written agreement to Congress this week. Trump continuing to push House Democrats to bring the agreement up for a vote. He said House Democrats have insisted that hardworking Americans need more from the USMCA than just the same broken NAFTA with better language but no real enforcement. Pelosi went on to say, it still left American workers exposed to losing their jobs to Mexico. President says Phase 1 deal with China is close. At the same time, he said the U.S. is monitoring the situation in Hong Kong. He said they're in the final throes of a very important deal, going very well, but at the same time, want to see things go well in Hong Kong. Trump's comments came just hours after a phone call between the Chinese Vice Premier, U.S. Trade Representative Bob Lighthizer, and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. Farmers for Free Trade, a bipartisan coalition supported by America's top ag and business groups, announcing a new ad campaign promoting quick passage of USMCA. The ad campaign launching with a $300,000 advertising blitz in more than 20 congressional districts. The ads focus specifically on why the USMCA is badly needed as a victory for American agriculture. The 30-second radio spots feature American farmers who personally advocate for passing the agreement. The campaign also includes digital ads. The initial campaign will focus specifically on the home districts of many Democratic members of the House. Those represent districts that have a high concentration of farmers and ranchers that would benefit from USMCA. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. When you think of the big D's involving agriculture, you think of drought, you think of death, you think of divorce. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Love may make the world go round, but divorce sure brings things to a screeching halt. And if that is something that is happening on your farm, it can wreak havoc. Carrie Rinker is an attorney who specializes in family issues. Her bio reads Food, Farm, Family, and Law. She's based in Champaign, Illinois, but practices across the country. And she says all too often, couples who are caught up in the feel-good emotions of getting engaged and getting married don't stop to think about what happens if all of this doesn't work out. What happens to the farm?
Yes, absolutely. I think oftentimes farms and ranches don't think about divorce as being one of the big D's that can really disrupt multi-generational farm and ranch families. And it's prudent to be thinking about those issues prior to any marriages within the family.
The only other big D's I can think of are death and drought, both of which can really have drastic effects on a farm. And we all know of stories of how divorce has torn apart a farm as well. Carrie talks about what kinds of things can be done to minimize that damage.
I think that farm and ranch families need to shift how they view prenuptial agreements and not have it be a taboo conversation. An analogy that I often use is that when people get on an airplane, you go over the safety instructions. You don't go over the safety instructions because you think the airplane is going to crash, but it's just what you do as a safety precaution. Similarly, a prenuptial agreement should be looked at as an insurance policy or the safety instructions for a marriage. What happens if the plane crashes? And that's simply what it should be viewed as.
As you can imagine, those can be some tricky conversations, talking about a prenup, especially if it's one-sided, one party asking for it and the other not thinking about it.
So usually the prenuptial agreement conversation comes into play whenever one party wants to have a prenuptial agreement. Sometimes, but not always, the other party is a little adverse to the point of having a prenup, but it usually is initiated with one party. My hope is that just the process itself can help strengthen the relationship.
And attorney Carrie Rinker says that often happens as couples get financially naked. More about that tomorrow, back after this.
Bad weather, low market prices, high operating expense. Farming can be a stressful business. Over time, that stress can become toxic, even leading to depression. Symptoms of depression can include social withdrawal, change in sleeping and eating, and prolonged sadness. If you are experiencing these symptoms, reach out for help. High Plains Mental Health Center is here for you. Visit HPMHC.com today.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYRadio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYRadio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYRadio.com.
729 from KNDY. Clear and cold at 21 degrees this morning in Marysville. Winds are light out of the west. Warming into the mid-40s today, mid-50s tomorrow. Brings us back to seasonal temperatures.
Mid-America Network Sports. In the NFL, the Chiefs seized control of the AFC West lead as Patrick Mahomes threw for a touchdown and ran for another in a 40-9 rout of the second-place Raiders. Up next for Kansas City, they will visit the Patriots in an AFC title game rematch on Sunday. The Baltimore Ravens are 10-2 after winning a matchup of two of the NFL's best teams. Justin Tucker drilled a 49-yard field goal as time expired to give the Ravens their eighth consecutive win, 20-17 over the San Francisco 49ers. Jared Goff threw for 424 yards and two touchdowns as the Rams hammered the Cardinals 34-7 to prop up their NFC playoff hopes. Ty Smith returned a blocked field goal for 63 yards for the go-ahead touchdown with 5:02 remaining to help Tennessee beat Indianapolis for just the third time in their last 17 meetings, 31-17. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Axtell Eagles fall short in the state championship bid to the Osborne Bulldogs. Osborne 34, Axtell 26 in 8-man Division II playoffs. Division I, Canton Galva beat St. Francis 66-36. Centralia Panthers win Class 1A over Smith Center 18-14. And Nebohall Central took Class 2A over Norton 19-0. Again, Axtell runner-up to Osborne. Centralia wins over Smith Center. And Nebohall Central took Norton Saturday.
Listen to Kansas State basketball tonight on AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Kansas State basketball live on KNDY.
Jack Frost is the guy we blame for the season's frigid temperatures. We take a closer look at the man behind the myth on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Have you tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, workout gadgets, and every diet plan known to man? A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible 2-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So, what's stopping you? Your membership gives you access to the state's largest and most influential advocacy organization, the Voice of Agriculture in Topeka, Washington, D.C., and counties across the state. You'll also be helping build strong, prosperous communities through agriculture advocacy and education. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, December 2nd, the 336th day of the year. NFL standout Aaron Rodgers celebrates a birthday, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer turns 70. Gene Autry's song first hit the charts on this day in 1949. We're looking at another mythical winter character today, Jack Frost. His origins are in Norse mythology. Jokul Frosti was the son of Norse god of wind. The name became angelicized in Britain to Jack Frost. Other cultures have similar legends. In Germany, Old Mother Frost creates snow by shaking feathers from her bed. In Russia, Father Frost is a blacksmith who binds the earth in chains of ice. He makes Jack Frost sound almost delightful. His worst is a little nipping at your nose. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. There's more weather lore at almanac.com.
KNDY.
y'all up and moved you to the south. Back to U-Haul, across a one tree yard to a tin roof shotgun house. You didn't know nobody, didn't talk too much. Had a rocking little body with a Yankee strut. A little shy side, a little wild side, with your long blonde hair all pulled up. You got in with some Southern bells, cut your jeans off with a rebel yell. Learned the talk of the Bible Belt. Now, girl, I knelt in you. M-O-V-E. I love it, yeah, I love it when you get that beat. Boots on, stomp your feet. It's like you've been waiting all week. Find you to all sexy and smooth, like you love to. Oh, girl, look at you. Legs and your hips, live oak moonlit. When that song hits, damn, you turn it loose. Stars of the southern sky, like there's something in the air that turns you wild when a country song is way up loud and the sun goes down. Right about then you lock eyes on me. You got me where you want me, where I want to be. All up in the middle of your left and right, your side to side. Yeah, you're right on time when you're M-O-V-E. I love it, yeah, I love it when you get that beat. Boots on, stomp your feet. It's like you've been waiting all week.